You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Notes from the North, Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. All of our guests brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. We're 10 weeks into the season, looking ahead to Week 11. Let's go to Pittsburgh first. From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, let's welcome back to the show Brian Bacco. And Brian, when we talk to you and everybody else from Pittsburgh land, it's always about the defense not being all that great. Where the hell's the offense going all of a sudden?
Yeah, fellas, I feel like right now this is such a bad 5-4 team. It's weird. I mean, not only are they still a game above 500 and leading the AFC North, but we are only a week removed from them beating the Colts, the NFL leading Colts, and yet it all just feels so hollow after the way they played Sunday night against the Chargers. And you pretty much hit the nail on the head, Bob. I mean, the offense isn't playing well. The defense isn't really playing well. There's just not a lot that's encouraging right now for the Steelers, despite their record being what it is.
Where's the hope, Brian? Where's the hope? You heard the coach, you heard Mike talk after the game, you saw it, you know, he wasn't happy with it either.
No, that was about as ticked off as I've seen him in a while. Really, really curt with us, and I don't know, the acoustics weren't too good in the Chargers visiting media room. Maybe he was just annoyed by the environmental factors at play. But he didn't like the questions either. He just seems like a guy who's kind of lost for answers right now. I think the hope, partially is Aaron Rodgers won't have a game like that again. But, you know, he's 41. He's about to be 42. He might have more games like that coming. So I would say the hope is actually in the run game finding its footing. Because Jaylen Warren has been probably their best player who's not a kicker this year, guys. I mean, he rolls out of bed in the morning and makes somebody miss. He's been really good and really efficient replacing Najee Harris as that lead back. So maybe as the weather turns here, it's freezing right now in Pittsburgh, maybe they'll lean into the run game more, and that will be what kind of keeps them afloat and allows them to control some of these games better.
Now, is Ramsey going to work out at free safety?
Yeah, he's been really good there, actually, Vinny. I mean, he has been probably their best defensive player this season because he's come in and, you know, he's been their best corner. He hasn't been his old self at that spot, but he was probably their best corner, whether outside or inside, and now they've moved him to safety, and he's kind of helped stabilize things for them at that position with no Minkah Fitzpatrick. So I do get the sense that they're going to want to leave him there, and kind of interesting too. They are reportedly having Asante Samuel Jr. in for a visit tomorrow. Maybe he'll be another person to call up in the Rolodex to try to fix this secondary.
Brian, last thing for you, handicap the AFC North, where we are right now, November 11th.
I get the feeling that the Ravens are going to continue to ride this hot streak, and I would pick them to be sitting on top of it at the end of this season. That Week 18 game, though, does loom large between those two in Pittsburgh because, you know, I just can't count out the Steelers from completely collapsing. They never do that under Mike Tomlin. So that might be a game where they have to beat the Ravens. But, man, I think I actually feel better about the Ravens coming all the way back and winning it than I do about the Steelers even finishing above the Bengals at this point, the way they're playing.
Brian Bacco, Brian, appreciate it as always. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We now go to Cincinnati, talking about the Bengals who take on the Steelers coming up this Sunday from Bengals.com. Jeff Hobson and Hobbs, great to talk to you. I mean, you watch Flacco, obviously, his entirety of his Ravens career and then his various stops since he left Baltimore. What's it like watching him at his advanced age just doing some things for that Bengals offense here?
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. I agree totally with what that guy said before me.
Brian Bacco.
And I think that, Flacco doesn't make you feel old. So this is great. I feel like it's 08. He's going into Pittsburgh just like that rookie year, right? For the AFC Championship game with the Steelers, which was, I remember Willie Anderson telling me it was the most physical game he was ever in. That's how long this man's been around. So it's anytime you're in the building for a guy to throw to 470, it's kind of nice.
Hey, Hobbs, I've been Duke Tobin's been getting a little heat as of late because of the talent, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Warranted or not?
Yeah. Well, Vinny, all I know is Burrow, at the end of last year, they were the number one pass offense in the league. You throw in Flacco, who's like got two practices, and in the last month, they got the number one offense in the league. So, talent. Defensively, you know, there are three or four missed tackles from being 5-4 and being in the middle of this thing. That said, they're giving up historically eye-raising numbers. And, of course, Vinny, you've been in this thing long enough. You know it gets a whole philosophical discussion started. Scheme, talent, coaching, da-da-da-da, right? And right now, they got to figure it out. I think they've done a pretty I don't think there's a dearth of talent on the club, but I think defensively they need to get production, I think, specifically from their rookie linebackers now, Barricada and Demetrius Knight, who are seen as good players, but they're young and they're playing at a tough position, breaking in at a tough position together. That's a tough ask. And they need these edge rushers that they've drafted high. Osai, Miles Murphy, Shamar Stewart. They need to get some production for them. Stewart had a great bust out, you know, training camp and a really good preseason, and he injured his ankle the same day Burrow got hurt, you know, second game of the season, and he hasn't really been right since. So they gotta get something out of him.
I think they were
before he got hurt.
Now, Hobbs, you know, I saw the clip of Burrow, you know, standing on the side and throwing. It looked like he had a steel plate in his shoe, you know. So it'll be interesting. I mean, with the schedule they got to play, Hobbs, and if things don't go right, will it even be worth his while to come back if it goes that way?
Well, I'll let you tell Joe Burrow he's not playing if he's healthy. That's just not how he's made. You know, that's just not how he's. Mm-hmm. That's not how he's made. Now, I also think you know how the division is. You know, this thing's a demolition derby. I think the Ravens, at a lead dog, but I could also see this thing going down to the end. I mean, I don't, you know, with the Bengals being in it, I mean, they scored too many points, you know, and I think Joe said this. He said, you know, with the way it is right now, you know, they're in it. Now, if they lose a couple games and they're not in it, how does that affect the status? It's an interesting question. But I don't think, like I said, how do you keep a healthy Joe Burrow on the bench no matter what the record is?
Jeff Hobbs at Bengals.com. Hobbs, always appreciate the time. Let's go to Cleveland now. From the Akron Beacon Journal, let's bring in Chris Easterling. And Chris, special teams, not Cleveland's friend this past Sunday against the Jets. And kind of a rare occasion you see a punt and kickoff return in the same game. And we've seen the Browns, we've seen helmets being thrown by Myles Garrett. I don't want to say deflating, but what was the frustration level after that one when we all thought around Baltimore parts that Cleveland was going to win that game?
Very high. I think, you know, this team just finds new ways to win, or I should say new ways to lose every week. And this was a new one, you know, two returns for touchdowns given up in 36 seconds. They win that game if they don't give up those two returns. The defense was not going to give up enough, allow the Jets to score enough points on offense without those two returns. So, yeah, the frustration levels are high because even though the offense didn't score more than 20 points, the offense, you talk to some of the offensive guys, they felt like it was more efficient. Tommy Reese calling the plays, they felt like they might have found something that they can that can work going forward on offense. And then, you know, it's just you plug one hole, or you think you're plugging one hole of this team, and another three holes open up, and the water just cascades through.
Now, Chris, watching some of that game, I mean, protection seemed to be a big problem. You know, I mean, they had a hard time blocking, and then they were letting just some free runners go. The pass protection didn't seem solid at times.
It's been a problem all season, really. I mean, you know, obviously you look at the lines, you look at the names on up front for them, and it's a group that you would think would make for a good offensive line, but it just hasn't worked. The tackles have been in constant rotation, and I think guys like Podonio and Teller have, you know, and Posick have had to overcompensate for the lack of help on the edge of the line. And yeah, I mean, teams have kind of figured out how to put pressure on it. And I think the young quarterback also isn't helping. I think the speed of the game he's still trying to adjust to, and all of it's just combining to really make teams be very effective with their pass rush.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Cleveland.
Why do you think Judy, you know, has 28 catches with 66 targets? I mean, he's got a lot of drops in there also.
Well, I think that's part of its drops, part of its, you know, its errant throws in some regards from Gabriel. It's just a combination of a lot of things. I think there's some confidence issues there with Jerry, you know, because, you know, he comes off a big year and he's trying to duplicate it, and you see it with the drops. You see it with the, you know, I think the fact that there's other guys that haven't really stepped up in this receiving core, that's you know, that's putting extra pressure on Judy to make plays, and it's also allowing defenses to sort of over, you know, make to try to work extra to take away Judy, not work extra, but you know, they know they can focus on Jerry Jeudy because he's the one proven guy in this receiving corps. And so it's just, it's just compounding things, and it's led to, you know, really Jerry for the second year in a row not really getting off to a great start. Now, when Jameis took over last year, you saw him take off. And, you know, there's some thought that maybe, even though it was just 6 catches, 78 yards last week against the Jets, maybe there's a start of something to develop that Tommy Rees and calling the plays and try to get him more involved early to maybe turn this and, you know, maybe jumpstart him a little bit more over these last few games.
Chris Easterling, the Akron Beacon Journal. Chris, we appreciate the time as the Ravens go to Cleveland coming up Sunday at 4:25. Ravens 7.5-point favorites. And listen to those three guys. Why don't we even play the schedule? Just give the Ravens the AFC North and get it over with. Put them in the playoffs. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw. News from the NASCAR. Going to hear from John Harbaugh coming up at noon. Buy or sell 12:15. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? And we'll talk Maryland hoops and football with Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com. And, of course, if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.